Katy Perry sure knows how to make her man bloom into action.
And did Anna Wintour and Naomi Campbell get into a meow cat fight? We got the dish on that.
Ooh, honey, plus later on, honey, we are dishing with reality star and singer Carly Rae. But first,
let's get this started.
Peer, peer, peer.
Everybody can calm down. Cardi B is out here doing just fine. Now, fans spotted the rapper in a wheelchair while celebrating her son Wave's birthday at a water park in New Jersey and got all concerned and whatnot. But sources close to Cardi says she's doing just fine. She's just in the third trimester of her pregnancy and her feet are swollen.
Aww.
So she was doing just like Gary does at the airport, mm-hmm. getting pushed around for comfort. Mm-hmm. Now, Brat. Did pregnancy hit you like this to where you needed to be scuttled around?
I didn't, but I probably should have. I just chilled. I didn't go nowhere else. Mm-hmm. After they told me it was my last performance, don't do nothing else, when Dr. Jackie said that, that was it for me.
And that's good you were brave. She should be walking. I mean, because somebody could need a wheelchair.
And she does.
She needs,
no,
she's
in her third trimester.
But she has to just chill and relax, probably.
You know, women's feet get all swollen up sometimes.
Yes, they do. My ankles look like Sherman Klump.
They be like skin-colored Uggs.
Yes.
Most time, people who need a wheelchair bring it with them.
Yeah, they got like the nice motorized joints. Yeah. Especially when you're rich, I mean, you should have one, honey, right there on the back of your.
You should not have a wheelchair.
Yeah, she's all right. She's all right. Okay, guys, this story is wild. Orlando Bloom is one lucky man. Hats off to you, sir. Katy Perry is spilling the tea on how she thanks her fiance for helping around the house.
Okay.
During an interview on the Call Her Daddy podcast, she revealed she rewards Legolas from the Lord of the Rings series by dishing out some sexual fireworks. Listen to this.
My love languages is acts of service. So it's like, if I come downstairs and the kitchen is clean and you've done it all and you've done all the dishes and you've closed all the pantry doors, like, you better be ready to get your I mean, like, literally, that is my love language. I don't need a red Ferrari. I can buy a red Ferrari. Just do the dishes. It's not easy!
Oh my. Swish, swish.
Scrub-a-dub-dub. Give me those dishes. Orlando heard the interview and got his fingers to swiping on iKatie's Instagram photo and commented, "I've cleaned the whole house."
No, that's right.
If your mate offered you sexual favors for cleaning, would you go to work? Call me Mr. Clean. I've gotten the gloves. I'm sweeping it up.
That is so tacky of her. Isn't her daddy a preacher?
That's not tacky of her. That's her husband. They can do whatever they like.
No, that's her fiance.
It don't matter. They together.
They
still doing it.
It don't matter.
That's tacky. Oh,
and the bunch of kids meet the wildest ones.
Yeah, but
the PKs.
Yeah, like sometimes the preacher's kids are the reasons why the preachers became preachers.
That's a great gift. She don't need a Ferrari.
Absolutely. I love the clarity here. Like, I really like it when you do the dishes and some basic cleaning around the
house.
He
said the whole house clean.
Let me tell you, he said, "I got you, babe."
Yeah.
I would never offer my mouth to service stuff like that. That is tacky.
That's a lie.
Yo, and especially when he probably got to the point where he realized that's what gets the job done.
Right?
Man, listen.
If you, man.
All he do is clean up.
Yeah.
I love it.
Orlando Broom.
Orlando Broom! So you guys remember that crazy viral TikTok story, "Who the Bleep Did I Marry?"
Uh-huh.
Well, it's a 50-part series where Risa Tisa Johnson told her truth about marrying a whole fraud out here, y'all. Well, Risa Tisa done gone Hollywood. She done signed with CAA and girlfriend struck a deal.
Nice.
Yes, she did. Now, word around Tinseltown is that there was a major bidding war for her story, but Natasha Rothwell, who played Kelly on Insecure, landed the deal for a TV adaptation. Not only will she portray the jilted lover, but she will also serve as executive producer.
Okay.
So are we going to watch this? And do you think Natasha is a good choice to play Risa Tisa?
Natasha is hilarious in everything I've ever seen her in, so I think she's going to kill it.
Did y'all actually think Natasha should play her? She should have Sherry Shepherd. They look more like her and Sherry. And Sherry's funny.
So is Natasha Rothwell.
Yeah, but Sherry is funny. She could play a good...
Natasha's executive producing it, though.
Well, the other thing is Natasha's evidently passionate about it because she won the bidding war.
Right.
And she's executive producing. She wants this bad.
Yeah. Congratulations to them. It's going to be good. I'm definitely watching.
Well, anywho, baby, this is my kind of cat fight. Miss Anna Wintour versus Naomi Campbell. So, honey, Miss Wintour, honey, was scheduled to present Miss Campbell with an award at the Harlem Fashion Row event this week. Well, baby, Miss Anna assumed that Naomi, honey, was late to the event and threw shade, bitch, but Naomi caught that shade and tossed it right back.
Of course she did.
Look at this. Mm.
I have the honor of presenting tonight to someone who is often late. Ooh. So, Samira, everything's meant to work out. The maid's meant to work out. It wasn't my choice to have the other lady. I'd much rather have this. Nope.
Well, you heard Gary say assumed earlier because we just found out that Naomi was not late. She showed up at the time requested by the show's producers. Miss Anna moved up the presentation because she wanted to make it on time to watch the U.S. Open.
Oh.
So Harper's Bazaar editor-in-chief, Samira Nasir, presented the Fashion Icon Award to Naomi. Now, do y'all think Miss Wintour should apologize to Naomi for being strong and wrong?
Absolutely. Especially if you knew you the one who moved the whole time up
right.
and that everybody probably didn't get the memo.
Right.
I don't care who you are, what magazine
That's
you wrote
not
for.
Fair.
The devil could go back in her cage.
Well, they probably told Naomi. Her people may have not told her, but I don't think Miss Wintour should have to apologize because she's Anna Wintour.
It don't matter who you are. If you're wrong and strong and strong and wrong, that's just what you are.
But honey, she helped this girl's career.
That's true, but she accused her of being late and she wasn't late, so don't make her look bad if she wasn't late.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at some point, someone's going to be able to say the late Anna Wintour.
Oh!
And you know, and then what? You know what I'm saying?
Like, and she will be often late, too?
Yeah.
She'll be permanently late then.
Yeah. No, don't.
No longer with the company.
Yeah.
No.
Moving on, Ludacris and Dochi out here making fans do a double take. So, Luda pulled up to a Braves game, disturbing the peace, with his huge prosthetic arms from his Get Back music video and the giant Nike Air Force Ones from his stand-up video to throw the first pitch. And believe it or not, those huge arms didn't stop his pitch because he got real close to the striker zone.
How are you going to throw a pitch that good from a fake arm?
Wow.
50 Cent, take notes, bro.
Yeah. Also, the swamp princess, Dochi, transformed into one of her alter egos, Ricardo, with some prosthetic rock hard abs paired with a jock string and an afro for the cover of Paper Magazine. I just want to be clear. This is the woman from the first photo?
Yeah, that's Brochi.
This is Broichi? What's going on here? Gary, do you like this photo? Does this
No.
do?
I mean, it looks good, but not on her. Oh. If I'd known that was her, I would like it, but since I know it's her, I don't like it.
If you just saw this on, like, an app, would you hit it with the right swipe?
Probably so, because that diaper looks full.
What about if you ran into a dude with ludicrous-sized feet and Doichi abs?
No, maybe so, because they say a man with big feet is a clown, but yeah. What you think?
I have no idea. This is a strange catfishy scenario.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, y'all, up next, some fans think the Bachelorette, Jen Tran, honey, was done wrong by the show producers. More after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey!
Okay, y'all, the latest season of The Bachelorette just ended, and before the finale aired, Jen Tran and Devin, the guy she chose, guess what, guys? They'd already broken up.
What?
I know. During their painful onstage reunion, they discussed how he ghosted her after the proposal and then broke up with her over the phone.
Wow.
So check out what happened next.
Well, I know you haven't seen it yet. What do you think? Should we all watch it together? Okay. Here it is.
Do I have a choice?
That wasn't comfortable. Bachelor Nation is pissed at ABC, saying it was unbelievably cruel to make her sit there and watch the proposal through her tears.
Right.
Hello? Did they do her dirty or what?
It was very dirtbaggy and very explicit. Hey, you want to watch that again? Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay
wanna
watching
watch it? Yeah, that's...
You know, but at this point, you would think the contestants would know that 9 times out of 10, you're not going to be with that person for very long.
I think it's like 98 times out of 100. There's so few Bachelor Nation couples actually together.
Right. They almost all don't make
it. That's kind of how you get to stay in the nation, by remaining a bachelor, ain't it?
That's how it is. Yeah.
Well, Jen won't have too much time to sit around and cry because, surprise, surprise, she's going to be on a new season of Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
Tears will dry on their own. Among the bigger names joining her will be Phaedra Parks and Tori Spelling, and the cast is also going to include Eric Roberts, Reginald Vell Johnson from Family Matters, The Bachelor's Joey Grazzate, and Dwight Howard.
Oh, wow.
How about that? That's a stacked cast.
And think Harris Anna Delvey, who served 4 years in prison for grand larceny. She's going to be on the show, and she's going to have to dance wearing an ankle monitor. But she says it's not going to hinder her because it's lightweight.
What? Wow.
Shut up.
Nah, that's, I mean, hey, man, if you're in trouble,
it's going to hinder them when she has to kick her leg up and he has to grab her ankle.
Well, she took the battery out. Wouldn't it make it a little lighter?
Oh, God.
Well, she's been fighting deportation, so she had to get permission from ICE to do the show in L.A. since she lives in New York.
That's so wild.
It'd have been wild if they was like, yeah, you can do the show, but you got a curfew. Figure it out.
Also, here's the thing is, like, think about the audience of Dancing with the Stars. Very family-friendly show. I don't think they're going to vote for her. Like, they might vote for Dwight Howard.
Your cousins like big guys get away who learned everything.
Right?
There's no way one of us could have did this.
Hell no. I could hear Miss Jenny. How dare they put her in little Buffy's watching her with a ankle bracelet on.
Yeah, it would be bad. No.
I feel like Cosby wouldn't have gotten the same invitation
at
either.
All.
Oh, no.
Okay, y'all know we love Crazy World Records, and so does this guy. His name is David Rush, and he holds the most Guinness World Records of any person.
Oh, wow.
He's broken over 300 records, and the latest one is the most table tennis balls bounced against the wall with the mouth in 30 seconds. And the number is 47. Check this out.
Brad, that's a grown man.
What the...
Come on!
Yeah. So what do y'all think of this? Are you surprised that it's Tanner's cousin?
No.
What?
Surprise, surprise.
No.
Surprise.
But he reminded me of one of those bookstore queens back in the day, honey.
Yeah.
I remember them, honey.
Yeah.
The ones with a hole being the wall.
Yes, honey.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, that's cute, huh?
Wow.
What do you think? Are there women or men at home watching this just being like, yeah?
It's some man at home watching.
Gary, do you think you could get more than him?
No, honey, my mouth ain't that wide.
You can't hold all them balls?
No, that's two. I mean, two at a time, but not all. Yeah, I mean,
oh, okay.
I mean, you know, just.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Then I could go. Anyway, y'all, up next on the Weird Dish with singer, actress, and TV personality, Carly Rae. You don't want to miss it, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey!
All right, y'all, we have TV personality, actress, and singer Carly Rae in the building. Hey. Welcome to Dish Nation, Carly.
Yes, so I'm here, of course. Thank you for having me, guys. You know, I love all of y'all. Y'all my friends in real life.
Love that. Okay, Carly, we got to talk about your new single, Lonely. What was the inspiration behind it? What was it like shooting the video?
Oh, it was amazing shooting the video. You know, Conscience is a big deal in the Caribbean world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's been doing music forever. So, it's just amazing doing the video, being a part of him, and you know, just having him come all the way from Jamaica just to shoot this video with me. It was a good deal. It's a big deal, actually.
Yeah, it is. That's
so, Carly, what kind of milk was that? Is that pet milk or...
Milk? Where you see milk? On my skin? So,
no,
butter?
In that tub. Oh,
it's okay. Milky skin.
Oh, okay.
So when you started loving hip hop, did you ever think that your music career would blow up the way it has?
Yeah, you never know, you know. You just have to be persistent. As time goes by, you keep doing it. Practice makes perfect, you know. You keep doing it, you keep doing it. And then one day, boom. Here you are.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm.
All right, Carly, so now that you are happily engaged, girl, what advice, honey, do you have finding love and picking a partner?
Yes.
Well, y'all know I done kissed a lot of frogs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And got engaged to a lot of frogs.
Oh, my.
And you fell out twice, right?
Yes.
Girl. No more falling.
No more falling.
Okay.
No,
okay.
And I actually didn't even fall. I picked up, I didn't even fall, and went straight to the altar.
Straight to the
altar?
Straight
to the altar.
Like, engaged and just ran straight there, like, let's do this now.
Kind of, sort of, yeah. I'm married, guys.
You're married!
Whoa! Congratulations!
See that, girl? You married Stevie J?
I'm married now. Yes!
Stevie J. You married Stevie J?
No, 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 definitely not. Oh my gosh, yes.
Oh, that's
yes.
A nice one.
I'm married,
yes,
yeah.
What's up?
T-Lo Belton.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the CEO of Not STV.
Okay.
Oh.
Is that who's on Love & Hip Hop with you now?
Yes.
That's
yes.
What's up.
Of course, you know how it is. I have to give them my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is what
it is. It's my life.
But hey, as long as you're happy now.
I am super happy.
Congratulations.
Nice ring, honey.
Thank you.
Now,
thank
you were recently honored by the city of Atlanta with a proclamation. What was that like?
The city of College Park gave me my own day because I've been doing a lot for the city, especially College Park. I have a restaurant there called Johnny's Chicken and Waffles.
Okay.
And then my husband and I, we're actually starting a new restaurant in Atlanta called Red Room Bistro.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So that'll be open right after this month.
How'd you choose that name, Red Room Bistro?
He chose it.
Okay.
He chose it. Is there like a 50 Shades inspiration there?
What's
or?
With the red?
Carly Red.
Got it. I'm thinking Red Light District. My mind's somewhere else.
Carly was rumored back in the day. You didn't like to tell people your real age, but you don't have no problem telling people your real age today. Can you help Gary with this? Because every time we ask him about it, you know, he still declares he's still 40.
Every time he has a birthday, he's 40.
Oh, yeah, me and Gary the same age.
Yeah, so there you go. Because Carly, they say a woman that tells her age tells everything.
Yeah, and I ain't tell you everything. I mean, I did tell you I was married, but I ain't telling you everything.
Well, y'all, there's more with Carly Red coming up right after the break, so don't go anywhere because we'll be right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey!
Okay, Carly, people got to know you on Love & Hip Hop, obviously, but if you could choose any reality TV show to join, what would it be and why?
Oh, I love me some Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Really?
Looks like you might could be one now, girl. You married. You better let him know.
Exactly. The girl's falling off there, honey. You might as well go pick up, honey.
Yeah, I can grab a peach or two.
Okay. Do you have any idea what your tagline would be, you know?
Oh, my gosh. It definitely might be peaches and cream. You never know. I don't know. I don't know. What would my tagline be? Gary, you good with this?
Oh, I may be Carly, honey, but I'm not Darley.
You give me one. You try that.
I don't want to try. Not after that. Oh, my God.
Oh, you gotta I may be Carly Red, but you will not get.
Oh.
That's cute.
Wow.
You know what? We can't come back from that.
Okay. Oh, my God. Just forget it.
Yes.
You know, Carly, you got your hands on a little bit of everything. You gave us a lot today. But what else do you have coming down the pipeline? What more can, you know, the fans get from you?
We did a content library in College Park, but the goal is to do it in every city.
What's right. The content library?
So the new thing is now YouTube, TikTok, mm-hmm. Snapchat. Mm-hmm. And some kids who can't afford laptops, they can afford a desktop to do those YouTubes and all that stuff. My library has cameras, desktops, laptops, anything you want to make a YouTube.
That's solid. You gotta give people rules because people will be doing OnlyFans content in your spot.
Oh yeah, no. No, we got blocks for that.
Okay.
You know how they got the pop-up blockers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, cool, yeah.
Carly Red, thank you for stopping by. Make sure to check out Carly Red's latest single, Lonely, featuring Conscience, which is out now, streaming on all platforms. And we'll see y'all next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.